go through the vouchers, pay the bills.
You can't do that either.
Okay, so Casey, did you excuse me? Did you write a check for Dr. Gardner or Dr.
Gardner?
Dr. Potter?
Oh,
yes.
Oh, okay. So we don't know.
So we got two,
okay,
two of those.
Well, then that one should be void. If they already have one.
You need to sign the second signature on this. So that's the one. You need to sign the signature. Same design. If you want to sign the checks.
But just sign the checks. Who's do we want to void? Because from now on, with Teresa on board, Teresa will be writing.
Yeah.
So should we just...
We just went with, because we were writing them.
Yeah,
that was the good discussion,
yeah,
was we were going to write them separately. So we just went ahead and wrote it.
So let's just keep this one and we'll avoid. Okay.
Hey, this thing, Clausen lives in Casper, but works out here. Or her address?
She lives in Buffalo.
Oh. What's the Casper address?
Yeah, probably not update that. She lived in Casper when she first started.
Keep me straight.
Does she come down here then?
Yep, she comes down the street.
Oh, I gotcha.
So that's a finance fee that was on there. This part was paid already. Last meeting.
Oh, okay.
The check
so for some reason
there's a finance charge. Okay. I suppose at the time that it was
processed.
I don't know how often that
happens. Maybe every once in a while we came on last month
towards the end. We had
the cycle was
early this month.
Every
year should go out.
Right. I'm still mailing it though.
I generally take it off to the first month.
Oh, and they can process it there.
Then it will if it's close, if I think it might not get there.
Oh, okay.
I just drop it off and then go through and then make
and
the payment that day.
Oh, okay.
Awesome. And then you get received.
So I have a question on this one. So this is just Casey's deferred payment.
We pay Buffalo and must pay their own separate. But Crosby will need to sign that as the claimant for Michelle.
Hey, Crosby. Is that the way it always will be?
So if you're going to write all the vouchers in Buffalo, then they just need to be signed in Buffalo.
Hold up. No.
If all the vouchers are going to be done in Buffalo, then it's now.
You're saying that you shouldn't be signing any of the vouchers?
If everything's going to go to Buffalo, the vouchers and checks are going to be done in Buffalo, then why aren't the vouchers signed there? I'm just,
well,
you know, going forward.
So who's going to verify that the voucher is correct with the
name? Whoever wrote the voucher and prepared the bill, correct? it may be something that we do have to clarify in Maryland, but I mean, every voucher that I prepare, I sign because I have the bill in my hand. I'm verifying that it's correct, and I sign my name to it. Handing me a voucher to on a bill somebody else prepared.
And if Teresa does the ones like she has
for you guys.
Yeah, but there's only, you know, very, it's to Buffalo EMS, and Dave should sign that one.
Yeah.
Because you're, when you're a claimant, you're,
because I certify.
It's not Teresa that needs to be signing.
Oh, yes. Yeah, maybe you sign them when you come to Buffalo to the meeting. Or you're saying you don't want to sign them.
I'm asking, if I'm not seeing the bill and I'm not preparing the bill, why is it my duty to sign it?
You will see the bill because we're gonna have a post office box. So
typically,
when you order something, you'll have it come here. Yeah. You'll see the bill. You
not all the bills are gonna start going bubble, would you think?
No, that's why we need to talk, because you were gonna my understanding, sorry.
Yeah.
Casey was gonna scan their invoices.
Okay. But no, if we're gonna do
send them to
all the mail comes here and I see the bill and I'm still gonna do the bills and do the voucher, I'll sign it.
Well, that wasn't exactly how it was gonna work either, because we were gonna try to keep you from doing as little as possible with these books.
If you're going to take the time to open it and go through it and then take the time to scan it and email it, you might as well just write the check and print it off.
Yeah, we've talked about that too. But there's got to be a way to do this where it shouldn't be this complicated.
And I agree with you, Marilyn, that at some point we have to have whoever ordered the service or whatever has to verify that, yeah, we did do that bill. We need to pay that bill. And maybe that is the solution, is I just, Michelle or I have to show up and go through all the vouchers and say, yeah, those are correct and signed.
Jim, here's the rest of the
vouchers. Crosby, there was like a 2600 repair. That just looked like pretty standard fix up there or what?
Turbo cooler lines and intercooler.
So just sign this one, will you? So we can move on.
I'm going to say, knock on wood, everything on the top part of the engine of that black ambulance is new in the last 2 years.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully we don't have to do that
again. How old's the black ambulance?
10 years.
How about the other one? Okay, the black one is cooler though. I like that. Yeah, that's good.
Well, when it blew the cooler lines, it almost had flames on it.
Which they're supposed to sign on that.
You don't have the ambulance. They're
supposed to sign on either day. District-wide, you sign.
Yeah.
And
then
if it's
whatever comes from Dave, then Dave signs.
That's good. It's good to have the clarification.
Just
so you don't file one way that this month.
We're just going to have to figure out how to get either Cosby or Michelle to just one of these going to have to sign.
Well, maybe it is easier for them to continue to write the checks here, and I just post them like for the next meeting. I mean, I don't know what the earlier discussions have been, but I don't
know. It wouldn't be that hard for you to scan the bills.
Okay, so this one needs to avoid this, because that's why I
ordered the right.
Yeah,
right, and I could easily do that.
I see that.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I wanted you guys just to get together and talk, okay?
If I scan it all in and send it somewhere, I might as well just...
That's why we need to get this figured out, because the idea is to keep you guys from doing the least amount with the books as possible, okay? So, however we have to make that work, we got to make it work. Whether somebody...
So if I receive the bill and I scan it to them, and then they are able to...
You scan it and you send it to them and they approve it?
But they have to approve on the claimant on the actual voucher. That's the thing, right?
Can we do that at the meeting? At our regular meetings? We either think so.
Sure, but not good.
It shouldn't have to be this damn difficult. I'm sorry. I'm just...
Yeah, if you print them out, you can have to do whatever we can get one of us to get.
And I should probably send you bills. Let's scan them.
So, what's the value? Very worth the thing.
We've never really come up with exactly how it was going to work, other than the goal was to keep these guys from having to spend as little time as possible doing the bills and writing checks and all of that. So we were hoping that our new bookkeeper could write all the checks.
What did one carry?
No.
Did you sign Dr. Goddard's already?
It's right here.
So which one do you avoid?
We're going to avoid Casey's. This one should be good.
There's a pre-stamped address in the book.
This was...
Does Teresa have to sign a signature claim form for her? Yeah.
Oh, I will. Okay. That'll be all right. Because that's a little bit of lighter. People are just going to have to be a little bit patient for us to figure all this out.
Of course, Marilyn. Don't worry about it. Jeez, with everybody yelling and everything, I know it gets kind of confusing, you know.
Yeah.
Don't let it bug you.
Too confused to speak up.
Yeah, it all works out.
How is the district wide, Marilyn? That's why it's not signed a voucher.
Here's one.
Sure. It's USPS, it's right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we really don't pay attention to county lines. If we go to Claremont or Arvada, you know, we have mutual aid agreements. Yeah, I mean, if we could be there first, what I think probably they called 911 and Rocky Mountain refused to go out and look at the guy up.
Although it, on map server it says it is in Johnson County.
Yeah, that is this. You put this in our normal
name.
Yeah,
that's
my name.
Building. Where's the
Okay. Well, there's...
We have the whole deficit.
You can see those. Yeah. You want to get those to Teresa?
I'm not sure where those would go. It's confusing now. See, Teresa, you're already taking them.
Yeah,
taking
them. I don't know.
You own us all.
Okay.
Now pass.
So, can I have a motion to approve the vouchers? I so move.
I'll say that.
Yeah, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so I will do some more work on trying to figure out how to get the vouchers in the receipts and things filled out and claim it signed. Hopefully, I'm hoping we can get that figured out before next week. Okay, so we need to approve the minutes.
You know, I just got through reading the minutes, and I would make a motion to approve the minutes. I don't like our email system. You already moaned about it, but I can download it and see where it came from. Uh-huh. This is the first time I read it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm thinking it's our system. I'm not saying it's you, Teresa, or anybody else.
It's the way it's working.
And how to find it or something.
To find it.
And it's probably my fault. I'm probably not smart enough to use it. You know.
No, you're smart enough.
Well, hopefully in the future I'll be able to get them in like an actual printout to you before.
I was a little slow one
time.
You know, I don't mind getting email. I don't mind printing it out, but I struggle with like
We're
opening the. I open it up, and if I want to do anything like saving it to a real help file, I have to send it to myself so I can work it in.
I send it to my email. You know.
Yeah, then I can mess with it.
So and the other thing
is your fault. It's something.
It takes like a minute or two for the whole thing to come up. It takes forever.
And she was on top of it. I was just out. I was in Texas. I had no excuse. She was on top of it.
You on the internet in Texas?
I was on a vacation.
Okay.
We can talk about that later, okay? Hopefully we can get out of here and do some hours tonight. So, the minutes. It's been motion to approve.
Second.
And maybe on your email, if in that subject line, maybe it'll be easier. Because I know it just tracks all that. And if you don't go through that whole line, you miss it. So
true. And I had attached it to what Carrie had already sent out. Maybe that's why. So I would go to everyone.
So we'll work on it. It's just going to take a little time. We just have some bugs we have to work out, but we'll get there. Everybody in favor of the minutes say aye.
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 Opposed? Great. Motion carries. Okay, treasurer's report.
Okay, this is a early month in our new year, and I guess everybody's got a copy of the treasurer's report. The investors are trying to yield some income, and Dave thinks it's very likely it'll cover what we're projecting from our reserves, which would be wonderful if that happens. And all the other stuff is pretty good. I don't see anything that's exceptional. The little board expense. But it's small enough. The main high cost items are in line. AC, same thing. I see everything looking at. All right, unless Cosby, you got anything on the financial side of it?
No, legal accounting and QuickBooks renewal.
Yeah.
Everything else
is kind of in line with sort of. It's got a short report from early in the year, so I don't see any unusual.
The rest of them is even out
of. They do on both. Anybody got any questions about the financial report?
Well, the comment Dave made before the meeting started was we just received a check for $25,000 that hasn't shown here for our out of county transfers. And then on his report coming up, there's eight in town or out of county transfers that we haven't got the money for yet. In best case, that might be another.
Well, we haven't billed those out. There's more than that that we haven't got the money for. Quite a bit more than that that we haven't got the money for. But the check This week was 46.
Yeah. You're always going to be right about 60 lag on most of that.
Yeah, or more.
Yeah.
How much did you say?
The point is not the lag. The point is there's money coming out of
that. That's right. Well, I said that.
Oh, yeah. I know you did. Give it by there.
Yeah, but the check came to Rural Healthcare District, and Teresa has it, and she'll make that deposit.
How many we make sure that we write?
46.
46.
Yeah, and I'll provide that voucher.
Okay.
So this is
good.
But you only approve just one set of minutes, unless you want to blanket that for the budget hearing minutes as well.
I thought we did the budget hearing minutes before. All right, so with those, okay, I just want to every once in a while report that I have a copy of the bank statements here that I'm reading. So here's the most recent bank statement. Anybody wants to look at those? Okay, any have a motion to approve the treasurer's report?
So moved.
I had asked, just so we kind of know, so 45,000 is what you've got.
46.
And then what are you projecting?
Well, and we haven't billed out for July, but there's still money that we haven't got from June. So I think we're probably looking at billing out that we haven't received another 65,000, 80,000.
Another question. Apparently, Sheridan Hospital is wanting to kind of renegotiate a little bit. How's that going?
Well, they're waiting on the board to write the offer.
Which board? Our board or their board?
The meeting that Murray and I went to, they thought it would happen. They would prefer that we start the contract negotiations with a letter and giving them an amount that we felt we could live with.
Did they give us an idea what they could live with?
Well, they're saying they wouldn't be able to sustain
this level,
but they were also making plans to get their own transfer van for a small portion of those transfers. So they weren't sure how many we were going to have after that. So,
and I'd like to say that the holdup is Barry was going to look at that and get updated.
Yeah.
And maybe two of them were going to get together and put that together for the Sheridan Hospital.
Right.
And to my knowledge, Barry hasn't gotten time yet to do that. So I'm wondering, Dave, can you just put together what you think?
We can write a contract.
We'll write up for you, and then we can run it past Barry. That's probably going to be faster, because I don't
that's
think
probably
it's
how
probably right to leave Sheridan hanging like that.
But they're still using us.
Yeah, yesterday and today.
Awesome.
That's a nice source of income.
Okay, anything else on the treasurer's report? Hearing none, all those in favor of the treasurer's report, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Buffalo director's report.
Month of July, we had 82 calls. 10 were transfers. 4 to airport, 4 to Sheridan, 1 to Casper, 1 to Billings. We had 3 total nurse transfers. Had 8 out of county transfers, 2 to Billings, 5 to Casper, 1 to Gillette. 43 of these were in town, 39 were out of town. We had 56 residents, 26 non-residents. 2 canceled calls, 17 patient refusals, and 1 standby, 1 code, and 2 trauma team activations. We had 34 Medicare pay, 5 Medicaid, 9 were insurance, 13 were self-pay. 1 was a VA, 1 was a Title 25. So, normal, busy July. And we're, Carrie and I are going to meet with Scott Logan on a Zoom to talk about the A class and how we, maneuver our people from B to A with as little of pain as possible, And, you know, I have an idea how that can work, if the state will agree with that. You know, that's going to be up to them. I've had conversations with Toby Alsop. She's an RN in, she's the head of nursing education at Sheridan College, and they want to continue to help us run classes. I think the key to staying you know, employee solvent is to have a class for a while every year. Used to be we'd have a class, we'd have 30 people sign up, we'd graduate 15, and maybe five of those or six were, might work with us. Now that has dropped. We're getting 12 people sign up, same 50% attrition. We get six people out, and maybe we get one or two. So I think, at you know, given that, as much as I hate to say we need to do it, we need to probably have a class every year for a while until we get our numbers built back up. And certainly my idea for to go from B to A is not to run, you know, the entire course again like they have been. It's like getting a bachelor's degree, but when you get your master's, you got to take all your bachelor's courses over again. It doesn't make any sense. And so I'd like to see them go back to, especially rural communities, go back to a module system where if, you know, we get our B's, and if, you know, then they take a module, 15 hours, we learn IVs and IOs, and then some another module for the airways. It's not rocket science, and these people can learn it. And they learn it as much or more in the field with the older AMTs as they do sitting in a class. You need to know the workings of it and the physiology of it, and that takes some time. But I think what they're doing now is killing advanced EMTs in the state, and hopefully we can rectify that. That's all I got.
Is that the end of your report?
Your end of my report. We put six new tires on MS73. We put new rotors and brake pads in MS53. And 106 had a problem with the airbag suspension, and we're getting that fixed. But that's just a little piece of part. Yeah.
What do we do about paying you for the extra cost of fuel?
Well, nothing. I mean, we got our budget, and we're having to stay with it.
Surcharge or...
Well, for the out-of-county transfers, we were going to write that in the contract.
Yeah, we need to do that for out-of-county.
Yeah, well, I guess that's what I did. Like, I did have 2,400 miles out-of-county transfers. You can add that fuel.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
What, just a quick question. So out of those eight out-of-county transfers, were they like medical, trauma?
A lot of them are
WBI.
WBI?
Okay. Anything else for Dave?
So what is that? Wyoming Behavioral Institute?
Yeah.
That's what they want to use that little van for.
Probably. Okay.
Anything else for Dave? Okay. Hearing none. Crosby?
14, 12 in July. Timber trauma, one medical, three standbys. Over 10 patients transferred. One patient taken by life at scene for 387. 387 has been fairly busy, but luckily there's been other agencies that can get their way back and just kind of handle it. Primary part of those calls. About it for recalls. MS-264 is back up and running. All the intercooler and turbo cooler lines have been replaced. So hopefully it's good to go. So starting July 1, Dr. Goddard, our medical director, we got new protocols. I submitted all that to the state. We are a paramedic level service here now, working under paramedic protocols. We've got our state of Wyoming controlled substance license, then I applied for a DEA license, which is the last step to having narcotics. We don't have that back yet. It's online. You submit it. They let you know. So we have everything in place except pain medication and like benzodiazepine for seizures. But everything else is here for an in play for us to work in paramedic level.
So is our plan to use those higher level drugs that I've heard talked about for the last 3.5 years?
Well, with the new medical director, he writes the protocols, yes.
How do you store them?
So, like narcotics, it's all DEA requirements.
Who's DEA?
DEA, Drug Enforcement.
Oh, DEA.
Okay. Sorry.
Sorry, I can't hear.
So there's a safe that would be installed in this building, which we have a safe. Everybody that has access to it has their own input, so it's trackable who's in and out of it. Each ambulance has a safe in it, and then each box in that safe has a number tag, and all that stuff is tracked. Anytime somebody's in or out of it, it's all.
Yeah.
And so you have an inventory. Say we buy a box of fentanyl, which is 10 vials. We show our inventory that we brought in 10. As we use them, it's documented. We used it here. How much we used? If we used the whole vial, if we only used half of it, then you have to show that you wasted the other half. Everything's a double signature. It's really not that hard. It's just record keeping to make sure that everything that comes in is documented where it went out, whether it was used on a patient or wasted, or if it went out of date, you just say out of date, wasted. Two people sign the sheet. You're done.
What is the life of those?
It depends. We hemmed and hawed. Like, we were probably going to keep Ativan. Ativan has, when unrefrigerated, it's about a 90-day lifespan. Refrigerated, it's a couple years. Fentanyl, 2 years. I mean, and it doesn't have to be refrigerated. Most of that stuff, when you buy it, it has a year and a half to 2 years before the expiration date hits.
So you just estimate what your potential use may be.
So you've got to have...
Is that expensive?
Some of it is. Most of it, like, I bought most of the stuff, and you're looking at, a few dollars a dose. Glucagon, one dose of glucagon is about $400. We have two. We have one on each rig.
When do you use that?
So glucagon is for diabetic patients. If you can't get a line in them to get dextrose into them, it's an IM injection that releases more glucose from their, makes his liver release glucose to try and...
What's an IM? What's an
inner muscle. You just hit it in
okay.
Inner muscle. So if diabetics normally have horrible veins. If you can't get an IV started to give them dextrose, you use glucagon.
Gotcha.
And I wasn't... It's one of those drugs. I've used it. It's like, I don't know. Luke looked at me and goes, just buy it. We're going to have it. It's important to have. So, but it is horribly expensive. But the rest of them aren't that bad. I mean,
so when you're talking about these drugs you're going to get, you're doing that through your doc, huh?
Yeah. So once Luke came on, we had to go and just everything has to be through his medical license. Everything I do, he had to sign off on. So every one of those accounts where we can get medications, it has his name on it. So we sat down and did tons and tons of paperwork.
Yeah, interesting.
So, yeah, Luke and I spent a ton of time together on the phone. He came down for that first meeting in July, and we just filled out paperwork and talked about stuff.
Cool.
But we would spend most of the month of June going over protocols, and I sent him stuff, he'd send it back, and finally, it was kind of a long process, but we got through all of it, so we're in good shape now.
Cool.
Anything else for Crosby? Okay, hearing none, we will move on to old business. The first thing on the agenda for the old business is the standby policy. So we talked about it last month, and we said we were going to go with $50 per hour in one ambulance. That's one ambulance staff and equipped according to the Wyoming EMS rules, and that there would be a 2-week prior notice for people that had to were requesting standby. And then I sent this out. Crosby did some research and came up with this little agreement for standby services for people that want standby to fill out. So you probably, I don't know if you had a chance to look at it. I've got this copy here.
There's something.
And then, oh, is there?
Yeah,
and thank you. There's, who else? Do you want? Anybody else want one? Marie, do you need one?
I've got one.
Okay. There's more here if you want. And then Dave put together one as well. And so I think we can look at trying to combine. Is this, Dave, is this what you're going to follow for your Buffalo EMS? Or?
Well, Jim asked me to write a standby protocol.
Oh, okay.
At the last meeting, he asked me if I
could. Oh, okay. So, here you go. This one for you, Scott.
Just had a question on, I guess it's Casey's. And Barry didn't put this together. You did this based on.
I guess, that's a direct copy of Campbell County that was approved by the third party.
Okay, I was wondering about the item five. You know, contractor firms that neither it nor anyone knew was either.
Yeah, I took Campbell County's and took out Campbell County and put in Casey's. That's all I did. Well, and on the signature line, it said Jerry Klein, interim CEO, and I just changed that to authorized signer.
But that's an interesting thing that it says never been as. What is it, why does it have to be put in there?
Maybe it doesn't.
Or is that it has been convicted of an offense? Da, 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 da.
Like I said, I just completely stole that.
From them. I have no idea about it, but that was weird to me that it's in there.
Yeah.
You know,
apparently
like,
their attorney thought it was important. So.
Yeah. That's why I was wondering if Barry had put it in.
No.
And Barry hasn't reviewed this.
That just seemed weird to me, but maybe Barry can look at it. But.
It'd probably be a good plan. I just, like I said, I just copied that, sent it to Barry, and said, here's something that, that's what they use as their agreement to go out to people that want standby services.
Yeah, and we don't have to. We don't have to approve this tonight, but I would like to come up with a final approved standby policy to go in effect January 1 of 2023. So, I don't know which way you guys want to go. If you want to go with the $50 an hour, or if you want to go with the rate schedule that Dave has, and then is this what you're going to follow, Dave? Too, or do you have your own? Because when we talked, it was like we shouldn't be making policy for you all standbys as a board. So you're going to have your own standby.
I don't think that'd be the same.
I don't either. And then KC would have whatever the board decides that they should have. So I'm just curious, is this what you're going to go with?
Well, I wouldn't. I wasn't aware that there was going to be more than one presented, I guess.
Well, I don't really hurt whatever you're comfortable with, Dave, in my mind, if this works for you.
Yeah. Well, I think it works for me.
I see the administrative fee, that's whatever, if they have 4 hours, there's a $75 administrative fee goes on top of that. Is that what that means?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what was that again?
This administrative fee.
Right.
Yeah.
So when does that
so
go
the 2 hours would be 150 plus the 75 administrative fee.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so the last meeting we said $50. So
that was for Casey.
Well, if we go with this, it's going to be 75 for Casey too. This isn't just.
Well, I thought we didn't care.
No, we're getting a little confused here. Between the two services. So
this is their business. This is our business.
But it would probably be.
I think they should probably be similar price wise. Whatever we do.
Is it be calling out KC and do standbys in Buffalo?
No, I think the pricing.
I think the pricing should be similar.
Cosby. If we raise that to 75 an hour and 100, that get a bit of economy?
cost.
See, I mean, things are not the same in Buffalo, KC.
Well, and the standbys are different.
I guess at the last meeting, I thought the board was going to approve to charge for standbys. Dave was going to charge whatever he wants as a private business.
Yeah.
I was going to put something together to say, this is what we're going to charge, this is what works for us, and that number, I guess, I don't know if it needs to even be in the policy. I thought you just going to policy just say, we are going to charge for our standbys.
Well,
that should be the
fourth statement. I don't see why they have to go with that.
It doesn't matter to me whether they're the same. It's just that Dave was operating. He thought you wanted him to write a policy for the whole.
No, this is just for Buffalo AMS. That's all I wanted him to write for. That's what he did.
No, this is, says KC too.
He's got it for both.
There's just confusion.
So.
And I guess the way I remember the discussion was is the board can't tell Dave what he can charge. He's a private contractor. You're just mandating that all standby services be charged for. The rural healthcare district isn't going to support those for free, which I thought was going to be your guys' policy.
It is. And then we said we were going to go with $50 an hour for KC.
Well, I mean.
Now, are you saying you don't want
$50? No, that's fine, Marilyn, that it's in that policy, but. It's not for KC. You're saying $50 an hour for the rural health care district, knowing that that only applies to KC.
Well, I'll tell you what. It sounds like we've got the rural health care district, we got KC ambulance, we got Buffalo EMS, and they're all three doing their own thing. And we can't. It's getting really confusing. So,
I have a question for Dave. Dave, would you have any problems since this is separate from us? We just said you'd be doing the billing in here and everything. Not bill it, even bill it through us?
Yeah, we wouldn't bill it through.
Okay, so that solves it for me. They're gonna have their own standby policy, and they're gonna bill it themselves. Mm-hmm. All we have to decide what's comfortable for KC.
And that was the way I originally understood it.
So we go there, and KC ambulance could come out of this.
So all that fund goes directly to Buffalo EMS, right?
Yes, that's the intention. But keep in mind, though, that we don't charge we haven't been charging for football games.
That's up to you.
You know, wrestling. I mean, we haven't. So the school district, if we were to bill them starting this fall season, they're going to be shocked and surprised. So we're going to ease into that and see what they can do. Because we've done it for 15 years for free.
Well, things for to change. I mean, geez, everybody's.
I don't know if that's true of most other places. I think most of them, the schools pay.
Yeah.
I don't know why they'd be surprised in this day and age.
I guess that was where, when we had that discussion about going into effect in January of 2023.
Right.
So that that work, can you prove
it
today?
Yeah.
But it's not going to go into effect until the 2023 season. So you tell all those people, hey, starting in January 2023, whether it's rodeos, football, you guys need to start budgeting for these expenses.
Because you have football games down here.
And
if you were to start that immediately,
It
obviously wasn't in the school's budget this year.
I mean, and that was why I suggested that it's going to have to be put off till a time where you can, like the school district, those guys get a budget for those. Get the word out, hey, next year you're going to have to pay for this.
We have that okay, so just so we're all clear, so that I'm clear, Buffalo EMS writes their own policy, they do their own dollar amounts, they collect the money collected goes to Buffalo EMS, and then this. If this isn't acceptable for what Dave put together for KC, then we just say thank you very much, Dave, for your time putting that together. And then we go to KC. And the Rural Health Care District Board standby policy effective January 1, 2023. I'll just read it. What's written anyway? Johnson County Rural Health Care District's KC Ambulance Service will provide scheduled standby service within Johnson County. Johnson County Rural Health Care District recognizes the need for highly trained individuals and equipment at certain events with probability of injury, i.e. football games, rodeos, etc., as determined. All venues requesting an ambulance with personnel for standby service will make arrangements with the ambulance director at a minimum of 2 weeks prior to the event. All venues will be charged an hourly rate, $50 per hour, which is one ambulance staffed and equipped for Wyoming EMS rules.
I would really suggest that both of our ambulance services charge the same amount. That seems goofy.
I do too.
I'd just soon have it be a standard.
And I don't care if it's 50 or 75, just you pick one and go for it. 62.50.
I agree.
I'd be a smart.
No, I agree.
But, you know, maybe.
Is it okay if I disagree?
Sure.
Maybe.
What's your suggestion?
Well, I just think that you guys are doing what you need to do in Buffalo area. KC isn't necessarily the same kind of economy, the same kind of deeds they're dealing with it. $50 works here doesn't mean. I don't see any problem with them charging $50 if you're charging $75. I don't see.
Well, I do. We don't want school districts saying, well, they only charge $50 an hour in KC. Harness is charging $75, and that's what it's going to come out as. And I'm not happy about that. I think it should be all the same.
You get a black eye. Well,
do you think
you
might have to go for $50 then?
Well, I'm going to say you set your prices, and
you know,
given that we might have to
be adjusted every year.
Well, I don't think it should be a money making proposition.
Yeah,
I think for the county. It should be a break-even proposition.
I do.
And
what is that? The people down here can't pay. I mean, I don't believe people down here can pay what maybe the fair and rodeo up there can pay in Buffalo.
Well, but two people on an ambulance and fuel are going to cost the same here as it is going to cost up there.
Yes.
And you don't want to lose money here.
We want to break even. If we can, but I don't know.
But, and if you want to take it from a business standpoint, you got wear and tear in the rigs and fuel and oil and tires and all of that. So if you just charge in exactly what you're paying your people, you're really not breaking even.
We're not going to break even with this, probably.
I think we can.
It'd be close.
Yeah.
Cosby, how long would it be, you guys? What's a typical day, you know, at a rodeo here, or a football game, or I mean, that's a football game, it's probably 3 hours or something. Or
football games are pretty long because I always do junior high school. Okay. Rodeos are typically in that 2 to 3 hour range, and so, you know, you can pay two people $50 for each standby, you got $100 out to them, plus, you know, fuel and whatever. Football games, some of those end up being all afternoon. So then you end up, just the way we pay people, so you're paying each person $100, so now you're out $200 just to pay the people. But, you know, $50 an hour, if they're for 5 hours, we pull in $250, so yeah, you're getting back to that break even fairly. And I don't disagree that $50 an hour is dirt cheap.
Could we agree between the two that it was $60 come close? Or you guys?
Well, I think you'll break even at 75, and I think KC should probably come to that break even point.
Yeah, I think 75 is fine.
You can live with that?
That's all good.
Okay.
I can live with 150.
75. Who goes?
You're the people that have to go tell these businesses what you're charging.
I move we set the price at both ambulance services for standbys at $75 an hour.
So is it the same for nonprofit and is profit?
No.
Because at the last meeting, y'all, we said all venues could be charged an hourly rate. There wouldn't be any free stuff. So now we're coming back and we're going, okay, are we gonna charge different for nonprofit?
The only problem with separating that is it's pretty hard to separate someone that are on the edge.
What'd be a typical nonprofit one?
Not for profit, you know, the county fair,
high school rodeos,
football games.
Football games, games. Yeah.
What's that?
I said high school rodeo, they made profit.
I was going to say,
well,
I was
okay,
going to say rodeo.
Yeah, high school rodeo. It's $140.
The schools are non-profit. All the standby for schools.
She pointed out.
Fair and rodeo.
I like what Giselle pointed out. You know, it's a high school rodeo. It's a different deal. There's some gray areas
with
in there.
The fair and
I'm
rodeo.
Kinda, I'm kind of inclined to say, let's pick a price and stay with it.
Yeah, me too.
Just stay with it.
To see
where we're at. $75 and not the $100 profit. Profit.
Just $75 for everybody. Give us that.
Okay, let's try that for a year.
I mean, so Indian rodeo comes in. I mean, the Indian, you know, those Indian days races, whatever they're called, they charge a lot to get into that. And, you know, and like Cosby said, it's dirt cheap. It's, you know, across the nation, it's not unheard of to have $200, $250, $300 an hour for standbys.
Well, could we say if it's an out of county entity coming in, like the Indian relays, then we could charge $100 an hour?
I don't know. Typically, they'll have a local sponsor that might try to line it up. So I think that is muddy.
You know, I think anything you do is going to get really complicated. Let's try it for a year at 75 and see how bad.
And just because, you know, other services that I've talked to, they have a rate. And it's whatever the rate is, school, profit, not, they don't care. This is what it costs us to show up for your standby. If you can pay it, or you can call a different ambulance service and see if you can get a better deal.
Yeah, because services are not for free.
Yeah.
And most of them are in the $200 an hour range in Wyoming.
What I've seen, too. Anywhere from $125.
We're a bargain. Unless you just need to tell people, we're a bargain.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Well, and I think the verbiage that I have in mind here should be in Casey's too, is that we're going to attempt to provide standby, you know, on the availability of vehicles and staff.
Yeah.
I mean, and the,
yeah,
you know, we're going to provide, well, you know, we may provide to out of county because of our mutual, if they call us to be at the polo fields, for example, can we go do that? If you have it rigid, Johnson County only, we're going to have to stick by that. I think we should have a case per case basis for staffing, and we need the ability to have a variance in there, and it's not rock solid type. And you know, people that call in, oh my God, we got a race tomorrow, can you guys come? Sorry, not the 2 weeks or not the week, whatever it is. We need to be able to be Buffalo, Wyoming, not Chicago, you know, or Gillette. We need to be who we are, not who they are.
Like we written into that policy?
I did, in mind.
I can't do that.
Is the board okay? I mean, I guess both of the EMS can kind of do what they want, but as long as, well, I guess the ambulances are owned by the
board. With the discussion we have now, let's rewrite this one, I guess. Would that change?
My question is, do we want to, okay, taking an ambulance to go to a out of county standby? Is that okay with everybody?
Well, I don't think you're going to do it unless
it's not Crowder. I don't know. Yeah. I'm an undertaker.
I just didn't recognize the word.
How important is that idea to have that allowed out of the county?
I think it's a good one to have. Variance to that requirement will be possible on a per-case basis and staffing availability. I like that.
Okay.
And then we can negotiate it, you know.
See, then, yeah, that one you can just say, you said rate would be negotiated, or something like that, too. So, cause if you got to drive to the polo field, you got to charge it more.
I hate to use the word negotiate, because then if you
go down,
read
to
that, they're going to Jew you. You know, I mean, you have to on some kind of
so
a big reward.
A surcharge can be added for out of county.
I liked Casey's agreement in House written. So I don't know if we can combine those or whatever, but or have Barry look at
there's some good stuff in there about 911's take priority and all of that.
Yeah.
I mean,
and what happens,
take what you want out of it.
And what happens when they get a call in the middle of the deal and all that.
I mean, and it, like I said, it's pretty detailed to build out how they bill hourly and then quarter hours and down payments.
Yeah,
there's a lot of stuff in there. that I thought was good.
Can we combine those somehow? Very critical.
I would think so. Why not?
So
that wasn't meant to be a policy. That was meant to be the piece. When somebody calls you for a standby, you go, here's our agreement. Do you agree to these terms? I mean, that was what that piece was meant to be.
Now, with the possible EMS ones, you probably got your own kind of written up, don't you?
Not yet.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, if you guys want to use this, you. Okay. But that's how it got started.
Yeah.
All right, so. Can we have a motion then? Are we aware we can have a motion to approve the standby policy with.
We put we have a motion to approve the rates, but the policy has to be approved at the next meeting after three readings.
All right.
You made that motion, Jim?
So
is that a motion?
No, make that a motion.
What was your motion?
I move that the standby rates will be
$75
an hour with a. What about the trauma equipment? Is that important?
Well, you know, a lot of times we send we'll send an EMT without an ambulance.
Oh, I see.
See, this is what I had written up at the last meeting that y'all said we don't want to do.
Yeah, because it's not legal,
so,
and you're going to get sued for it. By not, you're either an ambulance equipped to state statute, or you're a bystander with first aid kit.
So well, but why couldn't you be a bystander with a first aid?
You can, but rural healthcare districts have no part in charging for that because they're
right.
Not sending ambulances out. If you guys want to do that, that as a private business, I'm sure you can.
I don't think you're going to want to do that.
No, I
no, we do not.
So
I don't have the liability insurance to say I'm a medic with a first aid kit.
I'm going to leave that out. The motion will be to. The policy written with the ambulance charge of $75 an hour for all events and a $75 administrative fee.
And with a variance qualifier if something's out of whack.
Well, that's in the policy, I guess. But this is just, well, we're going to establish a rate.
Okay.
The Buffalo KC, and the policy will be approved at the next meeting.
Second.
Did you get that, Teresa?
So who's right
so
now?
The standby rates will be at $75 per hour and all events will be, so they'll have a $75 administrative fee.
Okay.
Plus a $75 administrative fee for each event.
Okay, now do you want Dave to go ahead and re-draft what he brought so that Crosby's not doing it, so that I'm not doing it, so that we got one person?
What do you think about, like Scott said, there's some good stuff in here.
Oh, I think we can approve this for KC tonight. If we want.
I would want Barry to look at that.
Barry hasn't seen it, so
right, he probably should.
If you want to approve it contingent on Barry reviewing it,
or
just let it go until the next meeting.
See, we do it next meeting after Barry gets to look at it.
Right,
let's do that.
Okay.
Okay, so are we going to have Dave put the changes in this policy?
The KC's policy?
No.
Well, if it's my policy, then why would you have to approve it?
That's right.
That's, yeah. I know. I'm so stinking confused.
Well, I think what we're saying.
So all we need is something to go back to something like this. It says the rural health care, and I can put that together. Well, whose policy is whose? I'm like, we're going to go $75 per hour with an administrative fee of $75, and it's going to be for... That's going to be a charge for profit and non-profit.
Just for all events.
For all venues.
And that go into this.
And to his.
All we're approving right now is just the rate. We've agreed on the rate for both places.
He just said we don't need to write his policy.
I know we don't need, but we've agreed on what he's going to charge.
Yeah.
That's
we'll
all we did.
Update,
all we did tonight is just approve
just
the rate for both places.
Right.
And that's all. Nothing more. Rest will be settled
yeah.
next week.
But then Dave asked, who's going to write the policy?
Well,
so who do you want to write to make your...
Well, he's going to write his own policy.
Right.
We'll write ours.
For these guys.
Okay.
So I guess...
So everybody clear.
And I think that... Am I wrong that we could give this to Barry in addition to what Dave put together and just combine the two? I think it's basically just the figures, right?
Just put the figures
in
this agreement
out, whatever. But I'm sure if he got that from Camel Town.
I mean, so you'll need to, KC needs to decide though, 2 weeks or 1 week, because
right.
David said
one.
Right. And if they want 2 weeks,
and our policy could be
decision.
I think the reason I went with 2 weeks is that's what was in the original in Maryland.
And I think it was advertised many, many years ago, 2 weeks notice.
Years ago, we said that. So
yeah, I mean, like, that doesn't matter. Because if they give you 1 hour notice, either you can do it or you can't.
Yeah. Could I have Teresa read the motion back and then vote on it?
Okay, so Jim made a motion to move standby rates will be at a charge of $75 per hour for all events. There will be an additional $75 administration fee added for all events.
Each event.
For each event.
And that's all we're saying. And that's all we're saying at this point. You don't have to say anything about policy. We're going to do that next time. Everybody got that?
Effective, or is that
effective January 1 of 2023. But I'm guessing, I don't know, maybe Buffalo EMS will start charging sooner than that. I don't know. Who's it up to?
We're going to take care of it.
All right, all those in favor of the motion,
was there a second?
No, I thought
it was
second. All those in favor of the motion, as Teresa just read, say aye.
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 Opposed. Okay, so we got that far. And okay, the next thing on the agenda was the
ARPA
grant. So what that is that's the application for the new application for the building using the mineral royalty grant money as a match, and then also an application.
A second grant.
A second grant, separate, that we're going to try to do for a new ambulance, a LifePak 15, and a power load for one of the other ambulances. Power load for KC. LifePak 15 for Buffalo EMS, and a new ambulance. So we'll end up, those grants have to be completed and sent in by the 11th.
Are you doing those, Marilyn?
Yeah. Try it.
Yeah.
So,
jeez.
So, anyway, that's the update on those. And they have to be COVID-related. And there's a whole chapter of rules on what y'all have to supply.
How far along are you?
I bought the drafts. Take a look at that one. Somebody else want to look at this one? And so that's where we are with that. Hopefully we can get a new ambulance. Well, it's a 50% match. So we'd be the estimates that I got the other day. A new Type 1 ambulance, similar to the one that Dave put the specs together for in 2021. It's 2.5 years out, and it's $291,000 with the power load cost.
or power load in it already installed. The LifePak 15 that has the 12-lead transmission capabilities, oxygen saturation, ET, O2, all those. Yep, mm-hmm, carbon, all that. That was $39,151. The separate power load was $26,000. So, and the other thing that I had to add in there, just to meet the grant requirements, is they have what's called an evidence. You have to show that you're doing something evidence-based. So I put in $1,800 for a full-scale exercise for the ambulances to practice their, doesn't matter what it is, but we've got to come up, we'll have to come up sometime between now and December of 2026 with a full-scale exercise.
In Maryland, these are 50% grants, mm-hmm. So we're going to have to dig up.
If we were to get these, we'd have to dig up 179, I think that's what half of that one is. And then on the other, and on the other one, we would use the mineral royalty grant for our match.
The building.
Even though we took 250 out of the equipment to put it in the emergency operating, we still have enough money.
So the other grant, I don't want to forget while I'm thinking about it. Wildlink had a grant program out there. So between Carrie and I, we got the quotes for radios for you guys. They were asking for 10 Wildlink radios, $23,084. And I submitted that on July 29th. That was the deadline for that one. And so that's just out there waiting to see whether that gets approved or not.
Is that a match at all or just a period?
That's 100%.
Yeah, cool.
Okay. I think Wildlink radios for every EMT at $2,000 a piece is a little overkill. I don't know why everybody needs one of those when we have a Wildlink radio in the ambulance, but it's out there, it's available, so we went for it.
What about, you and I talked about this the other day, but we were going to do it. Get a chassis and build a deal. Is that still in the works?
If we need to do something, because if we don't get this grant, we're going to have to do something.
So let's get on. What they're kind of talking about the same issues here.
Okay. In my mind, yes.
And the savings isn't as much as one would think. The last time we had an ambulance, didn't we say it was
192, right at 200,000.
And the chassis, a new chassis and mounting the old box was going to be 130 compared to 190.
Yeah, so that 190 is going up now.
Right, now right. It's gone, and so I'm sure the other portion has gone up as well.
Yeah.
I'm sure the 130 is probably closer to 170.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know.
But it's as long as it's important.
Right.
It works well.
Okay.
I agree. Take 1 hour service to call it.
Yes.
Save enough money if you would.
Okay, so moving. Anything else about that? Those three.
Nope.
Okay.
That's very quick. And yes. Thank you, Marilyn, for all your work.
Would you like a letter of support from the commissioners for that, for your grant application?
Sure.
I can ask them.
Okay. That'd be great. Thank you. Okay, so hearing nothing else on that, the next thing was the building committee update. So those of us that were on at Crosby and Carrie and Dave and I were were on that.
Dennis.
And Dennis, yeah. I was just thinking of the ones that were here right now. So, one of you guys want to kind of speak to that instead of me doing all the talking? Or, I mean,
have you made any decisions yet?
Well, we had really good discussion, I thought, and we started out looking at a 60-by-100 building, and ended up thinking about an 80-by-120, which I don't know that we're going to be able to have enough money to do that. I think the biggest discussion we had, of course, was location, but also whether we have living quarters in this design or not for EMTs. Do you guys see it that way? Like, those were our two kind of...
Mm-hmm. And then we spent some time, you know, with what would we like to see, what needs to be in that barn,
yeah.
And then what are wishes that would be nice to have.
Yeah, I think you're going to find out a lot once you get an architect on board. You're going to tell what you can afford.
Right. And the idea of making it larger was so we could have a drive-through rather than backing in. And
yeah, we talked about adding another door so that you could drive through, which is really handy. And so, but it was really a good discussion. And so the outcome of our meeting was we need to get an architect and a structural engineer. So the requirements for that, and the reason we have to do that is because this is state money, state land investment money, and they require architecture and engineering. So I talked to Barry about writing up a request for proposal. We have to put an ad in the paper, and I don't know where else, so we have to decide where we want to advertise. And so I had a draft of what the advertisement should say. Now, I haven't done this before. What?
Nothing.
You look puzzled.
How big is this building, Crosby?
40 by 80.
I don't think you need this firm contract, all that stuff in the ad. Because they're going to have to support that.
What firm contract?
Well, at the top of it, it says firm contact, phone number, cell number.
Oh, yeah. Hack it up. Do what you want
well,
there.
Well, that doesn't need to be in there. All you need is ask a request for proposals. The detail will go, the other detail you're talking about goes out when you get a request.
So now Barry hasn't seen this either. And I know it seems for a building that size kind of overkill to have to get an architect.
But it's required.
Yes.
Yeah. And you also have to sprinkle it.
That's going to be required too. But, so then the other thing I drafted up, and this, I just took bits and pieces of whatever I could find and put it together. So it's rough, it's raw, but this has the detail in it. This one. That other one I just handed out has just what we would put for an ad.
Chairman?
Yes?
And I think it's really important to get have this ready to present to the people that request this stuff. You have time between now and the deadline for the RFP to get this stuff out. But to me, I think you need to advertise sooner so you get an architect on board sooner than later. I think the more time you spend with the building committee without an architect, I don't think it's going to be that productive.
Well, and they agreed. The building committee agreed that we should get this going. So.
You've gotten this information like from the state? I mean, it's...
That right there is a compilation of me researching RFPs for architectural service. It needs somebody that knows more than I do to review it before we make it final.
It's way beyond mine.
But the sooner we... If we can get the ad in, you know, make a decision that we agree that we'll put the ad in the paper and notify local architecture people, then we got a little bit of time to you know, if we can say, like, by so many weeks, we'll have the RFP advertised.
I don't know what the state law is, but...
Well, this will help.
I would say get that in as sooner than later, so you get an architect on board. Do you want a motion to approve the advertising for architectural services for RFPs, garbage architectural services? I don't think it has to be more complicated than that. I don't think we have that exact wording. Just authorize the chairman to do that.
Okay. I mean.
And as early as possible.
Is that your motion?
Yes. I'll move. Advertised for architectural services as early as possible.
Just a second.
That is all administrative work.
I would recommend that maybe you have Barry look at this to make sure that we've got everything correct before we do things.
Before we advertise?
That's fine. I'm not saying we have to use this exact form. All I'm saying is we do it as the earliest possible date. We approve, we authorize it to be done. That's all the motion says. Authorize the chairman to advertise architectural services as early as possible date. So we don't have to wait another month to do it.
I'm just kind of like with Marie, too. I'd like to see it approved. But Barry.
He look at this. It's not rocket science to do this part of it. All you do is ask for the RFPs. The important thing is what you send out to those guys and they request for information.
But we have to make sure that what we have ready to for them to ask for the packet, that the packet's ready.
And Marilyn, I don't think you have to reinvent that wheel. I think there's a lot of architectural firms and RFPs for architects have been out there. I don't think you have to rewrite it. I think you go any number of places to find out where they've done it.
All right.
I'll help you with that.
So what's the consensus of the board then? Do we wait until Barry has a chance to look at both of these documents
before we... I don't
think
there's going to be a second here is what I'm saying. So it probably looks like Barry's going to need to look at it.
All right.
That's fine. You still can. She doesn't say when she has to do it.
I would feel more comfortable with
that. Me
too. Okay. All right. That's what I'm hearing. Okay, so I'll try to get with Barry and get this thing looked at, and
Barry's too busy to do that. I mean, we need to get an honest answer when we begin to.
Yeah. So I'll try to catch up with Barry. Maybe after this election thing, he won't be quite so busy. He's just swamped though. But I'll try to set up an appointment with him. Today, Monday, maybe sometime this week, and have him review what we have here, because he's the one that put that document together right there as to what
this one.
Yeah, he drafted that for me.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, he did. So I thought, well, we'd probably be okay with that, but apparently we're not. So we'll get with him and make sure everything's good. Send out an email to everybody, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Okay, let's talk about the bookkeeper while she's here, right in front of me. So, as we can tell by the first of our meeting, we still have some things to work out, some rough spots, but... something that came up that I want to run past the board is I would like to recommend that the board purchase Teresa a laptop to use specifically for rural health care district business. I think it'll be more secure.
I don't think you need a motion on that. I think you guys are doing that. Do you?
Well, I'd like to have the board's approval.
Yeah.
Well, I'd make a motion when you do that.
Can you transfer your... We had a question.
Yeah.
Can you transfer or can you put your QuickBooks on without a new license or?
I think what I need to do is use the Rural Health Care Board QuickBooks license on that laptop that's purchased just directly for the Rural Health Care District.
And that's the one case.
And not my
right
personal
now.
License. That
right.
way it's more secure
right.
and it doesn't.
And will that
I won't have it on the same computer that I do other people's books.
Right.
Will that alleviate some of your concerns about the security?
Yes. Yes, I think it would because she also said that there's a firewall that can be set up on that laptop so that it's secure
cool.
that way. And then all the records, spreadsheets, letters, everything are kept directly on that laptop.
Cool.
And that way it can easily be passed on to someone else at some point, too.
Your motion is to approve approval of a
purchase of a computer.
I second that. Laptop,
yeah.
firewall,
yeah.
the works.
Yes.
Yeah. Move and second. Follow the rules.
All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Okay. So, that I think will help. I talked to Don. He said there's a way that they can put something together. Hopefully we'll be able to use more user friendly than email.
Oh, no, email business.
He can do something, make his magic where all the records that Teresa will have will go into the cloud. And we will, the Rural Health Care District then, from now until forever, will have access to all those records. And I don't know how we're going to do that with what you have, Carrie. Has that been backed up to some cloud all these years, or when they started having clouds? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, we backed up all our documents through Buffalo Computer.
Okay.
We still have that.
Okay.
Of course, once they stopped July 1st, Teresa started, that sounds like that will carry forward. So
okay.
we have... backups, and we have documents. I gave Teresa just I think the last year because that's the year she would be audited
to get started with. Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
And I can certainly.
Would it make sense to go back to the start of this new contract?
Could do that. It's not that difficult to save a copy on.
For 3 years, is that what you're thinking? The other thing is file cabinet space. We talked about there be some things that need to be filed that you don't necessarily need to keep in your file cabinet, but Casey can keep from his official, right? You guys can handle that?
Whatever you want in Maryland.
Okay.
We have room for, as he was saying, all the records got to go somewhere.
Yeah.
So we have to get another filing cabinet within a year or somewhere.
Okay.
Or maybe let's accept just in banker boxes. I don't know. I mean,
well, and that can be down the road. We got more important things. So
is the original QuickBooks license is probably what they're using here.
I'd say so, yes.
Because I just need that
however
license information.
That has to happen.
Whenever you get a computer, we'll just have to sit down and get all that set up. And
yes.
Because it's just a single license.
Right.
And then back it up and then put it on.
Right. We put the software on and then...
Restore or whatever we need to take back. So you would have everything that we have, and then you back up whatever Carrie gives you, the master record.
Right, and I have that.
Yeah, whatever you want to do, I guess, at that point.
Let you work out the technical details.
Yeah, whenever you get the computer, we can sit down and figure that out.
Yeah, all I need is the actual software, CD.
We don't have a CD.
Oh, with the download.
Okay.
So I'll get that information.
Okay. So you people will get with their people and you guys will make that happen. Now, we've got a and maybe this meeting tonight isn't the place to work it out, but by the next meeting, we need to have something solid about the process of how the vouchers and the checks are going to be going and done. So,
we're just going to have to work on as it goes, Marilyn, I guess, because, I mean, when I said if they're going to Buffalo from our conversation that, like, Teresa and Michelle and I had earlier, we talked about everything going to the P.O. box in Buffalo. She would see it first. So, in my mind, she does a voucher and signs it, but,
yeah.
I mean, but like Michelle said, maybe we just review them at the meeting. I don't know. It may just be a work in progress, but, I mean, right for now, you know, until you get your P.O. box set up and start moving mail, and because then we talked about having all of our bills emailed so that we're not messing with the mail.
Mm-hmm. Can they, when you have a bill, can they email you and also mail it to the post office box?
We would just
probably go by why. Just why? If they email it, just. I mean, we started moving stuff to email because you get it on the first and you're not playing that game where things are late. It's just easier. You just print it off and you do it
about the about email, you can send the email to Buffalo.
Well, that's what I say. We change it all to email, whether it's emailed to us or to her.
You just have it go straight to Teresa?
That's what we were talking about. If we just set it up on email, we would receive the email and just click a button and forward it. Mm-hmm. And that is technically us reviewing it.
And then the timesheets, all your timesheets and everything, you're going to have
the timesheets, we're just going to put in a spreadsheet for her, and we already talked about that. And
okay, you got that figured out. Yep. Okay.
I mean, there's, like, the credit card bill, because I sort through which accounts those are charged to and go through the receipts. I mean, I guess I still got to do that one every
year.
Yeah. Probably, yeah. Okay, well, we'll try it again next month.
And you'll know by next month how it's working.
But, yeah, if the bills came emailed, we saw them and forwarded them, said, hey, this looks good, then I guess at that point it doesn't matter who sends the voucher. We've looked at it, it's okay. She sees that we've okayed it. If you want us to send the voucher at the meeting or whatever, we're only going to figure that out.
Yeah, there's a way to do it. I don't know why you can't do it right at the meeting. Okay, should we try that?
That's me.
For the next meeting? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Anything else in regard to bookkeeping? Questions?
We did give you products because we attached this envelope, and I'm pretty sure this is the one that's supposed to be good, and the other one is supposed to be bad. I think that's
good because I got handed this one and I already voided it.
Oh, and this one's voided too.
So I don't
I mean, technically the check's not voided, so I mean, he can still cash it.
Oh, I see. Just wrote void.
I didn't write anything.
I did because I thought I was voiding the check. I'm like, voiding
it. This is right. I'm not sure where this goes, but because I wrote that we voided our check on this check detail for you, and then we got this, and I'm just like, I'm not sure.
All right, well, let's figure it out after the meeting here, okay?
I think that check.
That's our check. We wrote that invoice.
Okay, that we wrote, okay. So
that
I'm check is fine. Cross this out and send it to him, and this will match this. And
all right.
We'll be good. It'll all work out then.
All right, final budget. Who wants to talk about the final budget? We got it approved. The commissioners approved our mill levy.
Yes, I just had the final mill levy that was sent email just to submit it to say it went with the minutes, and also the final budget that was sent into the state.
Also, this shows what, and so we ended up with $722,812, our full 2 mills. Okay. And Teresa has this. This is the final budget. It goes to the state and the commissioners, and it got submitted. Okay.
I'm not sure if I agree with you on that. But you need a motion to approve them? They're not approved.
I don't know if we ever have a motion to do that or not. It's just informational. Okay. Any questions about that? Okay. We talked about the mill levy. So we are at a full 2 mills. Any other old business? I can't think that I do. Probably think about it on the way home. Okay, hearing no old business, is there any new business? Any new business? Okay, hearing none, then what? Yeah, new public comment. Public comment. Okay, hearing no public comment, I'll ask for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.